Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Korach and of course Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, in the beginning of what is for most of us, so to speak, the summer season, the mindset that has a lot to do with the summer and with vacation, which of course is a time of both Nisayon and opportunity. Nisayon and opportunity always go together. And that is exactly the time that we're entering. So let's talk a little first about Parshas Korach, and then we can talk a little about Nisyonos and opportunities. In Parshas Korach, the Pasuk says, right in the beginning of Pasuk Kaf Aleph, "He bodlu mitecha eda hazayis v'chalo isam karaga." It says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe and Aaron, "Separate yourselves from the people, and I will destroy them." And the response in Pasuk Chavez, "Heishechod yechta v'akola ida tikzayif." Well, you know, why? Only one person sinned. One person, Rishonim say, "Lavika one," but it means Yechidim sins. "Akola ida tikzayif." Why are Bnei Shalom Ayu and the Kol Ida? So the kasha is Chesdeis Nishumanashach. If only one person sinned, so why is that? What does the Havam mean of Bnei Shalom to kill the whole Ida? And if the whole Eidah sins, so what's a Yishech and Yechta? Don't understand? That's the Ramban's cash. The Ramban answers the following. Really, only Korach sinned. However, Klal Yisrael stood around him, and they heard what he was saying, and they saw Korach and his people with Machdais. They want to be Kayanim. So all of them wanted to undo the deal of the Chayrim not being Kayanim and the Kedusha switching away, and they all wanted to do it. So really there was one person instigating, that was Korach, and the people were sympathetic to what he said. They understood what he said. So that's the kuda of this idea. Then the kuda of the idea is that Korach didn't have Eira. They all wanted to be like him. They saw the Machdais and they saw the Kohen. When I learned this Ramban bothered me. I had mentioned, I'm certain, other times here, a Stipler's letter, which is published in one of the Sefer Zecharinus, in a Sefer that's the Sefer Zecharim for his son-in-law. Not important, but the Stipler's letter. It says that Law Sid Lavai, people say that the Kohen will be replaced by the Bechayrim, La'asid Lavai, and it can be true, because it says clearly in the Pesukim, Yecheskel, and elsewhere, that when Mashiach comes, the Bnei Asaf will be Kayanim. Bnei Asaf are Kayanim, they're not Bechayrim. So what the Velt says, that La'asid Lavai, the Bechayrim will be replaced, rather the Kayanim will be replaced by Bechayrim, is Sheker Mukhlet. It's a Pesuk in the Cheskel that the Bnei Asaf are going to do the Havai, the Dava Pella. So the Stipler says, no, because the Kayanim are going to be Kayanim. Aaron was a Kayan, nothing to do with the Chet Egel. Aaron was a Kayan already, he's the Chumash Shabbos. Aaron a Kayan. The Levim became Levim because of what happened to the Egel. So it's the Levim that will be replaced by the Bechayim L'Asilav. As I state in this letter of the Stipler, to explain Yeneshita, that the Bechayim will go back to the Avayit. And here I am learning the Ramban. The Ramban says clearly that he saw them with Machdais, with the Machdais, which is what the Kayin does for his Avaydis Akhtairis, and they were jealous. They all wanted to be. We're talking about the Bechayim replacing the Kayinim. Sarathian. Like we say, Yeshua Sashem Karathayim. Why? Because later, to hear the Kayinim and Bechayim, they switch places. Okay, later. Vatiboka ha'adama, ve'esh yotzeh meis Hashem. There was two destructions, the opening of the ground and the fire. And then Klal Yisrael says, atem hamitem esam Hashem, atem heimatem esam Hashem. They play to Moshe and Aaron. Pella, everyone asks. Pella. Well, what's that taina? But the earth swallowed them up, a fire went out and killed them, those who had the machdois. What's atem hamitem esam Hashem? We go back to the Ramban. Ramban says, Gevaldik. Ramban says, it's taka true. The fire that came out in Hashem shows that the kohuna is only to Aharon and his children. And the others who wanted to be kohanim were wrong. They were wrong. What's the taina? Taina was, still, we should undo the deal of Bechayrim being replaced by Leviim. And the Bechayrim should get the Avodah back as Leviim. Atem amatem esam Hashem. Why? Because Moshe gave him the Sayin with the Ketores, which is Kohuna. So the people tainted, Moshe Rabbeinu, you tricked us. Of course, Kainim aren't instead of Bechayrim. It's Leviim instead of Bechayrim. So when they did Machdais, which is the Avodah of the Kayanim, so they were killed. But we saw if Tainus, the Leviim, instead of Bechayim, that deal should be replaced. So Shtetan Ramban. So this is a makar for the stipla. It's a makar for the stipla. They realized that, no, it doesn't work that Bechayim instead of Kayanim, Bechayim instead of Leviim. They are Tainus. The Tainus are wrong anyway. But this chilek that it says in Kayan and Levi, and we now have a makar, and Pashas Rambans, I'm not speaking anything more than Pashteta in the Ramban. That is the kuda that I wanted to share from you, b'shem the Ramban, it's the Seda Hadvarim of the Pesukim. I'd like to share with you a second thought. In 1933, Rav Schwab returned from Litta to Germany. He was born in Germany in 1908. At age 16, he traveled first to Telz and then to Mir, and for 5 years learned in the Litvashi Yeshivas. And he came back to Germany. In 1933, he got a shteller in a small town in Germany as a Rav. He was torn. As he writes himself, he was torn between the Torah Derech Eretz Chinuch of Germany and the Kulei Torah Chinuch of Litta. And what he did at that time, 1933, he was 25 years old. What he did at that time was to write letters to Gedolei Yisrael to ask them, was Rav Shamshal of her, Rafal Hirsch's Shita of Torah Derech Eretz meant to be b'di'evit, that really Kulei Torah is the correct approach, but there was a compromise because of the assimilation and the Haskalah going on in Germany? Or is it a lechatchila? We don't know how many Gedolim he wrote it to. We know Rav Elchanan responded. Rav Elchanan's letter to Rav Schwab is printed in the back of Kovetz Ha'aris in the Drushim as Simin Yud Aleph. We know Baruch Ber wrote back to Rav Schwab, and his letter is printed in the back of Berachas Shmuel on Kedushin, Simen Chav Zayin. There's a letter from the Ragachava responding. And we have from Rav Volbi, that one of the letters was to Reb Yerucham, the Mir Mashgiach. Another one of the letters was to Rav Bloich, the Rashiv in Telz. He also wrote a letter to Rav Kook. Now, we don't have Rav Kook's response. Could be Rav Kook did not respond, but we have the original letter of Rav Schwab, which was found among the Ksavim of Rav Kook. And this is published in the Hamayon Journal in the 60s, 1963, I believe. I think in the Eitzer HaChachma, I believe it's number Chav Ches. And we have Rav Schwab's letter there and a number of the responses. Now, this is not the setting to go through the entire response, but I'd like to share Rabbi Yerucham's response. Rabbi Yerucham did not, to our knowledge, write a letter back, but he gave Vadim on the topic, and Rav Volbi, his Talmud, who wrote a Kuntres Adam B'Yakar. Adam B'Yakar is a biography of his Rabbi, Rabbi Yerucham. Rabbi Volbi signs it, Me'echa She'enai Roi Lias Nikra Talmidai. And there, in, I believe, Perek Yud Gimel, the entire Perek is devoted to the Rabbi Yerucham's response. The Yisayt of Rabbi Yerucham's response was the following Yisayt. He writes, there are two paths to Gan Eden, two paths to Olam Haba, and they're both equally valid paths. One path is the Derech HaTivi, the natural path. And one is the Al-Tivi, is the more than natural path. There are two paths. The Derech HaTzibi is Chayim Derech Eretz. We know there was a Sheva Zvulun and a Sheva Yisachar. We know there were Yidden and Eretz Yisrael that worked the land. It's a Derech HaTzibi, a Derech to go. There's a Derech Me'al Tibi. There's a Derech, a higher path, a higher way to get there. The Derech Sha'al Tibi, to make it without a plan for Parnassah, without a clear Mahalach. That plan, a Derech Sha'al Tibi, is the path of Kulei Torah, the path of people who want to be Ma'ich Lehaman and devote themselves to Kulei Torah. And that path is only through Torah. All mitzvahs are tied to certain times. You daven certain times, you shake lulav certain times. If somebody goes with derech hativi, has to be kavei tamat tayri, has to learn certain times. The al tivi derech is a person who's kulay masa l'tayra, who's davik in tayra, who's totally devoted to tayra. He's not tied to any time or any place or any man. And that derech is a derech of kulay tayra. This yisayit comes from the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Vayechi, towards the end of Vayechi, I believe. But the Meshech Chachma writes about the Mahalach of Kulei Torah, as opposed to, he doesn't call it Torah, and Derech Eretz, the other Mahalach. So these are two paths. Now, they're not necessarily mutually exclusive. What I mean to say is, even if somebody is not a Kulei Torah person, he's a Torah Derech Eretz person, there's an ability to be noited towards the al-tivi, the above-tivi mahalach. There's an ability to go above it. What it says in the Meshech Chachma is that yamin is the derech of Torah, and smile is the derech of Torah and derech Eretz. Hamayim lam chayma, miyiminam u'mismaylam. He says in both ways, in both ways. Meshech Chachma is Dibur HaMaschal U'Bezayar HaKadosh. He quotes it Zayar. Yemin Hashem Oysa Chayil Loi Omos. Darsh is a smichus. And when Hashem goes with Yemin Hashem with Kulei Torah, Loi Omos. He's a Ma'ilam in Olam Hazeh. Now, I don't believe that those who are Ma'ilam, Olam Hazeh need my share on the parasha. My chaverim are like me. They're within the weakness of a derech hativi. But in kol zeh, we need to be inspired by derech me'al tibi, by derech of ibig gegeben to Torah, a derech of devekus to Torah. Eretz Yisrael, the Kailim today are suffering financially. And Gedol Yisrael came here to try to help for those who are, they're really derech shal tibi, an inexplainable path to make it in Olam Hazeh, and to do it in a way that's Kulei Torah. We need to be inspired by them. We need to take a vacation time, a time we're off, and make it a time of Kulei Torah. Make it a time of Ibig Yemen to Torah. Make it a time where a person goes to Yachi Kala, a person has more chavrusas. Chas v'sholem. Someone should go on a vacation and learn less than when he works. What a kitruv on a person. When I got married, my father told me an eitzah. Told me a few eitzahs. One eitzah he said, when you go on vacation with your wife, it's hard to tell her, I want to go learn in the afternoon. You're on vacation. You get up early in the morning. Get up 4 o'clock in the morning and learn 4 or 5 hours. Then in the afternoon, say, you know, we're on vacation. Let's take a nap. A nap on vacation? That doesn't get anyone's nerve? Ah, look at all the eitzah. But my point is, when you're planning a vacation, it should be a vacation that's me'al tivi. Vacation is devoted to Torah, to increase time in Torah. And Yitzhak Hashem, we should all be zaycha, that we should have a summer of aliyah, nachas Hashem, a summer of yirida, a summer that's meaningful in our avodas Hashem. A guten zomer to all.